Okay, so we're holding on page 56, Nun Vav, the top paragraph. We're speaking about the idea of daughters, Bas. We're still in Ois Beis of the Pelyoit, speaking about daughters. It's a very special thing to have daughters. Kedu, the Gemara says very famously that someone who has daughters is Simon, he's going to have Banim. The Kedu also. If a person treats their daughter correctly, that you must see a bita the Talmud Chacham. He's going to speak about that specific issue right now, of trying to the best of your abilities to marry your daughter off to a Talmud Chacham. And the opposite, the Gemara tells him, that someone who marries a daughter off to an Amo Aretz, as if you pretty much put her, in front of lions, and you just said, yeah, go eat. And you basically fed them to lions. There are many, many unfortunate poor people who have a tremendous desire to marry their daughter off to a Talmud Chacham, to a yeshiva student. But they do not have the requisite funds to be able, I guess they didn't have gemachim in those days, but they don't have the requisite funds to be able to support properly a Talmud Chacham, because of course, in order to learn, it requires a level of investment. But nonetheless, it's upon them to do whatever the best they can, to literally jump mountains, it's really the kavitz, kedeliz guys lita and bitam tamu chacham. Do whatever you can, the best of your abilities, to marry your daughter off to a tamu chacham, despite the fact that you do not have the monetary means to buy it, as they say. If you can't do it. Or let's say, for example, you live in a community where there are not learned scholars. Nonetheless, find a good boy. Zera Nashim comes from a good family. Yodei Sefer V'Yerushem. He knows how to read a little bit. What is Yodei Sefer? Yodei Sefer means that he's literate. Because we just said he's not a massive Talmud Chacham. He said he's literate, that he's able to read. For sure, he's able to read. Maybe he's knows a little bit here, a little bit there. They used to call this thing a Pashida Yid. Right? A Pashida Yid. There's actually very interesting, I'll tell you about my brother-in-law's family, just to take a little bit of an excursion. My brother-in-law's family, his grandfather, great-grandfather, was the Rav of McKeesport, Pennsylvania. He was a Talmud of, I believe, the Chassav Sefer. He was the rabbi of McKeesport, Pennsylvania. It's not so far from Pittsburgh. He had, I believe, six daughters. No boys, only six daughters. Oh. He was a Ben Torah, a Talmud Chacham, but in McKeesport, Pennsylvania, there weren't too many, so he actually married off two daughters, because there's another family that lived in the community. There was the Landesman family. My brother-in-law is a Landesman from Phoenix, Arizona. A lot of them are all over the place. But there was two families, Landesman. They both married daughters. Because why? Belez Bera, they're the only other family. Maybe like they found Bekoshi, a family in another community 20 minutes away, or maybe New York. Maybe he by accident was going through Pennsylvania collecting for something. Two brothers marry two sisters. Two brothers married two sisters. Why? Listen, if it's a good family, they keep Shabbos. He wrote like a tzava, very interesting tzava. He wrote, I have very little requests in terms of what my daughters should do. They should cover their hair and should only marry people who are Shomer Shabbos. Because in the early 1920s in America, there's very little that you could ask for, honestly. He should be the Gadol HaDor. And Baruch Hashem, from that, tremendous Ga'onim, Tamin Chacham, Flagim came out of those families, and specifically in terms of the daughters as well. Ephraim Zuravin, Ephraim Zuravin, he was a Talmud Muvak of Rabban Kotler and wrote Mishnah Rabban. He was a grandson of this of Avram Palik. Tremendous tzaddik. But the point is, he didn't have such high standards of what was, because at the end of the day, you gotta take what you can get. The Al Yimser, nonetheless, however, though, the one thing he for sure didn't have, and this is what the Pelias is telling us, the Al Yimser Bita Am Haaretz Ram Alim, Chas V'Shalom, to marry your daughter off to someone who's an Am Haaretz. Or somebody who doesn't know anything from anything. Shuhu kemashlich bita l'klav. It's as if you threw your daughter to wild dogs. Usaluna alav tiyeh kol yameh chaya ki ochar. So you're going to have tremendous problems that could arrive from this. There's going to be criticism upon you. Oichar she'er achzari. As it says in Mishle. It's disgusting. It's nasty. How could you do that? How could you put your daughter? How could you put your daughter in such a situation? You have to really do your proper research. Don't just call the names on the references. Call the names that are non the references, right? In MS, ki Hashem isha l'ish. Of course, at the end of the day, there is a level of hashgacha pratis that who goes to, who's married to who. Of course, you can only do the amount of research as possible. Nonetheless, umoyshiv yichida b'yisol mikol makom kfar mil samur pesher davar l'kam ve'erch zivug ayin shavis. I imagine based off of the direction he's going. I did not see it, admittedly, but I assume he's talking about the idea that you still have to do your proper research, proper shtadlis. Although yes, of course, everything is min hashamayim, and of course, we always know that there's two levels of zivug. There's a zivug of your neshama, and there's lefi ma'isiv, right? Obviously, the hashtadlis is to make yourself type of person. The Arizal actually says that kafi, the way that you raise yourself up in the level of your hashamayim, and you work on your avodas Hashem, so too your neshama changes. We can have many, many layers of neshamas, right? That's why a lot of the chazal speaks that this person is this neshama, that neshama. You can have different layers of neshamas. It's kind of like an onion, yeah.
It changes the same neshama.
No, it layers. It can be layered. You can be the neshama of Bar Yochai. You can also be the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. We're getting very mystical. This is Parsha Shara Gugulim. Oh, anyway, it says like this. He says, but the way that a person raises themselves up, they can then accept new neshamas. Each of that neshama may have a different zivug. So technically, it could come out that a person could have 25 different zivugim, depending on, okay, I don't know if we have 25 neshamas. How can you know? But the point only is that when we say lefi ma'isav, it's still neshama, but it's according to how you've raised yourself up, because each of those new subsequent neshamas that you've received have a new different zivug. L'chein chiyuv, I'm going to go to the next paragraph, but we'll see how far we can go. V'lachein chiyuv rami al kol ish l'rachim al nafshay v'al nefesh bito. Nonetheless, at the end of the day, a person has to have a tremendous empathy for himself and the nefesh of his daughter. L'shtalu b'chol oiz l'vakish l'manoyach asher yitav lo. V'loi b'olam hazeh b'olam haba. You know this idea like, daddy's girl? You're like, their father has a soft spot for his daughter. Especially, your oldest is a boy or a girl? Is a boy. But a daughter is still always, in a sense, has a soft spot for a father. Oh, so it's even worse for me that my bechora is my daughter. Therefore, you have to have that soft spot to really, really touch upon that soft spot. So, this thing you have to daven for already before they're born. If you're already daven before they're born, after they're born, you're a little bit late. Ukar kazav tefila hazeh with some method based tefila. V'gam habas ba'atzma. So to the daughter herself, im yoidas lichtov v'likra minachzav. If she is literate enough to be able to write or be able to read from words, but by the way, not so posh in Jewish history. Yelech avia etzol chacham v'yisadat tefila. Go to a rav and have the tzaddik and the rav write a tefila for her in order to get a zivug. Oy hi ba'atzma. That you should go to a rav, and the rav, if she can't do it, and if you can't read a tefillah yourself, go to a rav, and the rav should write for you in obviously the language that she can understand how to daven for a zivug, how to daven for her zivug. You have to constantly daven. It's not possible. If she can't do it, if she can't read it, she can't write, then go to a rabbi that will write it for himself. Oh, he ba'atzma b'mistarim tifke nafsha. If nonetheless, if all those the strict forms of communication of words of writing they break down, then you still always have the sfas halev. You still have the internal cry from within. Ba'atzma b'mistarim tifke nafsha. The son of nishpoch nafsha lefnei Hashem. She cry out and daven to Hashem. B'dvar ma'yotze meliba k'kol ha'yotze me'piya. V'tispalo l'Hashem. She yazmen lo zivug noya tamo chachem. She should daven that she should be zoiche to be married to tamo chachem. U'bechek yirei alekim tinasen. She yei zivuga oyle yofe. U'gdoy la tefila inyanzu. This is a tremendous, tremendous prayer. Let's take a look from Leah. Because of course, as we know, she was initially supposed to marry who? Esav. Because she had prayed so much and she was so stark. At the end of the day, that is what changed her lot to go from marrying an Esav to marrying a Yaakov. It's a tremendous thing. Malachim came out of her. Again, the wife that we always speak about, you know, Rachel is Mavaka al Banea, but Leah is the one who keeps the establishment. She has the bureaucracy. She's got the kahuna. She's got the malchus. She's got the Levim, got the Talmid Chacham coming out of her. Why? From the koyach ha-tefillah that she davened ad janas enei araka. And from that we can be zoche to daven. This is a big zach, to daven, and daven now, before the babies are born. Hatzlachah.